This week in New York, an Afghan Mujahideen commander named Haji Bashir Nurzai faces a trial in a federal court. Nurzai is charged with trafficking heroin. He's been called the Pablo Escobar of the Middle East. And depending on who you believe, he's also been called a great ally in the war against terrorism. Alan Foyer has been covering his story for the New York Times. He joins us now. Before we get to the drug charges, could you tell us a bit about Nurzai's involvement with the U.S. government?
Yeah, he helped out with the Taliban, and actually before the Taliban came to power, he was very helpful, so he and his lawyer claimed, to the American government during the Afghan war against the Soviets. In the wake of the war, he says that he basically went around helping the CIA recollect various Stinger missiles that they had given the Mujahideen during the war and then returned them to the American government. And then after 9/11, his help really came to the fore again, as he put himself almost as a liaison between the American government and the Taliban. He helped arrange various meetings between American officials and Taliban officials, and he placed himself in the center of the whole mix, arguably for self-interested motives. But nonetheless, he claims he really was helpful in helping the U.S. government get the Afghan government up and running after the war.
And then in 2005, Nurzai was asked by these two contractors, we'll get to them in a second, to come to the United States. And he's told it's going to be like a little vacation, that he wouldn't be arrested. But then he was. What happened?
It's somewhat mysterious at this point, and hopefully the trial is going to answer some of those questions. But in mid-2004, Nurzai, whose tribe in Afghanistan has always owned land where heroin was produced, got his name placed on a list of the State Department's most wanted drug lords in the world. Shortly after that, he gets a message from a couple of American contract agents. They say that they're working for the FBI and the Department of Defense, and they want to sit down and talk with him about various things having to do with Afghan politics and the local drug trade. And he ends up meeting them in a hotel in, of all places, Dubai. And over the course of 3 days in Dubai, these guys present themselves as working on a special project to study the financial networks that support terror cells in Afghanistan, and they want Nurzai's help with this. Along the way, they tell him that the goal of the project is not to arrest anybody, it's not to follow anybody, and what they really want him to do is come back to the United States with them to talk to some of their superiors and really just sort of let these guys pick his brain as to what he knows about what's going on in Afghanistan. That's in August of 2004.
And Alan, who exactly are these guys? They're only identified as Mike and Brian. It sounds like a morning talk show.
We don't know who they are at the moment. We may not know. Whether or not they're even discussed at the trial is still a question that's being fought between the two sides, and the judge in the case has yet to make a ruling. But what we do know from the paperwork that has so far come out is, like you said, their names are Mike and Brian. They put themselves out to Nurzai as being longtime government agents who in August of 2004 were working respectively for the FBI and the Department of Defense on this terrorism project to study financial networks.
Do we know if they were actually even working for the U.S. government? Are we certain of that?
Well, the government itself doesn't seem to dispute that fact. So, yeah, I think it's fairly safe to say that they were working for the government, but for which agency and for what purpose, it just really remains unclear at the moment.
So Nurzai has been waiting in jail for 3 years now. If he is eventually found innocent, isn't there the possibility that he could go back to Afghanistan with quite a bit of ill will towards the U.S.?
I suppose that's possible. Who knows?
Alan Foyer is a reporter with The New York Times. Thank you.
My pleasure.